I mean, we during the strike were always accused of verbally abusing people going through the picket line, but in front of chemistry, the TAs never subjected anyone to the abuse that they got back from students and professors alike who went through the picket line systematically.
Could you say what the abuse, what form it took? Was it just name calling, or was it arguments, or?
It varied. I mean, you're talking about the chemistry situation?
Well, yes.
In chemistry situation, it was in many cases just, you know, just vile language. Mm-hmm. I would say generally our attacks were very strongly stated attacks on the people and on going through a picket line. This is a labor action. I mean, toward the end, we started getting a little bit inventive, and when people would go through the picket line in Van Nuys, we would open the doors and people would stand there with shovels like they're shoveling shit.
Mm.
But basically, you know, especially the first week of the strike, we tried to talk to everyone who was going through the picket line, and we'd say things like, don't you know a labor strike is going on? Or to the undergraduates, we'd say, are you informed about the educational planning clause that we're trying to get? You know, it affects you as an undergraduate in your introductory courses. And I would say, in that first week of the strike, an incredibly large percentage of undergraduates were convinced to support the strike by boycotting classes as a result of one-to-one discussions, mm-hmm. teaching assistants mm-hmm. on the picket line.